This is Willie Terry, your roaming labor correspondent for the Hustle Mohawk magazine. And today I'm here in the streets of Troy at the Sanctuary for the Independent Media for their annual North Central Troy Justice and Peace Holiday Celebration. And you can hear the music in the background and people filing in the sanctuary to celebrate their holiday. 365 days of the year, but on the 365th day, we rest and we celebrate the North Central Troy Justice and Peace Holiday Celebration at the Sanctuary for the Independent Media. And the Sanctuary for Independent Media Holiday Celebration, and this community celebration is sponsored by Unity House, the North Troy Community Network, the Bella Nopola, the Troy Bike Rescue, and the Troy Central Little League, and the Team Hero, and the Photo Care. So they have a lot of sponsors for this celebration. And they also gonna have a band that's been setting up music. So let's celebrate. And I have as my guests some community members, and their name are?
Chris Strope.
Spring Strope.
Colby Strope.
Okay. And y'all are here today to celebrate with the Sanctuary the holiday Peace and Justice Celebration. And you said you've been here before, right?
Yes, sir.
So how important is it that we have these celebrations?
Very important. It's actually very good for the kids. Gets the community together to take and get to know one another, keep us known to one another, make sure that we protect everybody, our families, our friends, everybody in the community.
We need to work together to keep the kids safe and occupied and out of trouble.
Now we're about to come out of 2019. So how would y'all assess 2019? It's been a rough year? Or?
It's been a rough year, yeah.
Very rough year in this area. Uh-huh. And hopefully we can get it to be better next year. But yeah, it's definitely been a rough year around here this year.
So how important is this sanctuary in this area?
Children do a lot with these, as well as Detroit Bike Rescue. They look forward to it. They look forward to attending the events.
So have you enjoyed some of the food here today?
Yes, we have.
Nice.
Very good. Baked mac and cheese was very, very good. Burgers were very good. Kids had hot dogs. They all had cookies. Yeah, the food was really good.
So the sanctuary have programs, you know, all during the year. Did you attend some of their summer programs that they had?
Yes, we did. I actually brought the kids to the last one that you guys had. I can't remember exactly which one it was. It was the one with the girls that were singing, the two girls from Albany that came over. And my kids love it. They actually had known a few of the songs, so they were singing right along, and they really enjoyed themselves. And it's good for the community to get together and do things like that. I think we all enjoy listening to the music. We appreciate everything that the sanctuary does for not only our community, but all over Troy. Everybody is always welcome. I've always seen that, heard that. And I believe that if we can come together more, get more functions together, I think the community will come together a lot more. And maybe we can end some of the violence that's going on and spend more of our time helping one another.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for the comment.
Thank you very much.
Happy holidays.
Same to you. I'm here at the sanctuary for independent media when they're celebrating the holiday celebration for 2019. At one of the tables that is lit up with decorations, they have food out there, good food people are eating. And I have here one of the sanctuary cooks, and his name is
Jonathan Segal.
All right, Jonathan. And Jonathan is the cook here at the sanctuary. So Jonathan, for the holiday celebration, what did y'all prepare today?
We made mac and cheese, as we do every year. It's mac and cheese. And this time, we also made pumpkin coconut curry. Very mild, but it's a bit of a curry, curried rice and vegetables.
John, what preparation go into this? I mean, I know it takes time.
A lot of cutting of vegetables been happening. I couldn't do this all myself. Quite a few people. They come. They help with. They help with a lot of the cutting, and just to make sure that it all comes together.
Now, John, is this a meatless diet that you fix, or is it? It can go both ways.
I try to have it set up to go both ways. You know, some people want their all-out comfort food, where they get the hamburgers and their hot dogs and follow it up with some mac and cheese and some cake at the end. And then there's other people, they need to get their vegetables in as well. So I try to make it work pretty good for all the ranges of dietary needs.
And John, how long you been here, you know, volunteering to do work here at the sanctuary?
Oh, I don't know how many years, but I've been cooking now for a little over 5 years.
5 years here at the sanctuary.
Yes, yes.
And I know it's a lot of work that you have to put into. So do you get a lot of help? Volunteers?
I do. I couldn't make meals this big if I tried to do it myself and bring it myself. A lot of people like to come and just help out with it. They find it's a good first way to get involved with the sanctuary. If you don't know how to operate cameras, if you don't know how to do radio interviews, you can always come and cut vegetables with me.
Now, do they have a garden here?
There is a garden right here on this block. The pumpkins in the pumpkin coconut curry come from the garden. Yes, we try to do the farm-to-table dining experience. right here.
All right. Okay, Jones, to be continued, we got the band playing that messing with our interview. So we will continue this.
All right, thank you, Willie. It's great talking to you.